What did last week mean to you?
Well, I mean, it meant that we were 2-0 in the division and back to 500. That was the first mindset. Secondly, obviously, you know, you want to go back and win no matter who you play. It was a little sweeter, obviously, being going back to Philadelphia to play. But the main mindset was for us to get another win in a division and improve our record.
But just from an emotional standpoint, I mean, that had to be something special, though, right?
It was. It was definitely something special. And the ovation that I received before the game added to that. And, when you spend 11 years at a place that you've kind of given all that you have and, providing, excitement and ups and downs and having successful 11 years, that's kind of hard to forget. And that kind of topped things off as one I'll definitely remember.
You didn't talk to Favre or anything like that about dealing with the emotions of going back after playing so long in one spot?
No, I haven't. I think talking to Favre would be pretty tough. But, you see it happen to a lot of players who retire. You don't see it too much of guys kind of switching teams and, when they come back, they receive it. I mean, last year when Brian Dawkins came back, they gave him a standing ovation. And I was a part of that. So, to come back and receive pretty much the same cheers and, kind of emotions and feelings from this crowd is something that is special.
So how's the adjustment going with Mike? And just tell us a little bit about how your offense is operating.
It's going well. It's going well. It's a growing process, and I love the way that we're progressing. We've had some great times in the pass game, run game. Now we just got to put it all together and have a total game. So things are definitely improving, and one that is exciting. And look forward to the improvement and the progression.
How much do you still like to get out of the pocket and move around and take off running if necessary?
I would rather dump it down to our guys who kind of get paid to do it. I think that's kind of the object, but it's all about making the play, and that's kind of always been my mindset of just trying to make a play if a play is there to be made. And as I continue to grow in this offense and learn more about it, that's one that I'll definitely kind of have in mind, and I think all the other guys begin to get a great feel of my play as well.
These guys have given up some quarterback yardage, as I'm sure you've seen on film this year. Can you tell why that's happened, and do you think you'll be able to take advantage of that?
Well, I mean, just kind of watching them, they're very aggressive, and, there are going to be opportunities. We just have to be able to capitalize on it. And I think in a lot of cases of what we like to do, hopefully we can benefit from it. And, the total thing for us is to get in the end zone. When you play on a team like this, that, on offense, they're pretty powerful, and you have to be able to capitalize on your opportunities to try to keep them off the field.
Donovan, it's only a month in, but the NFC just seems, really kind of muddy. Just based on your experience, does it take till midseason or even November before you really get a read on what teams are going to push for, playoff positioning?
Well, I mean, again, it's rather tough right now. I mean, it's up in the air, so to speak, with the NFC. I mean, a lot of teams are pushing and trying to get a good feel. And, I think what we have to do is just pretty much stay consistent, stay on top of what we're doing, not focusing on anyone else, and just kind of let the chips fall where they may.
Is this still a measuring stick game, though, with all the expectation Green Bay had heading into the season?
I don't know. I mean, it's a long season, and you got to understand the team that we have over here. Everyone's kind of getting a feel for each other. We're four games in, we're starting to get comfortable, and, the confidence is definitely there. We just have to continue to put it together as a unit, and when we do that, we think good things are bound to happen for us.
What do you like best about that two tight end formation with Cooley and Davis?
Well, we have two talented, tight ends who we feel very good about, matching up versus linebackers and safeties. And, we haven't truly kind of exploited that sense yet. I mean, Cooley has been very effective in our pass game so far, and we're starting to break in, you know, Fred Davis as well. So we're excited about our two guys.
What do you think of Matthews, Donovan?
Very talented guy. Very talented guy. Pro Bowler last year, you know, deservingly. A guy that, you know, you obviously have to game plan and pay attention to on the defensive side. And you know, one that, you know, I think he's really making his mark. He started the season out very hot. And one that I think, you know, coming around the corner, one you don't definitely, you definitely don't want to get hit by.
You've been familiar with Washington throughout your career, and now with Mike coming in, do you see any differences this year? I know it's easier to say that because you're now on the inside, but I mean, just looking at the whole picture, do you see any differences with Mike?
With Shanahan?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. That's kind of hard for me to kind of make any type of comparison or any type of evaluation of it. I mean, you know, this is my first time working with him and kind of having an opportunity to talk to him in a sense. Played against him a couple years ago, didn't know much about him, but, you know, I try not to go from what people that he say, she says, and, you know, what how people may interpret some of the things he does. I just learn from myself, and, you know, great guy, great coach, knowledgeable, and wants nothing but wins. You know, that's all that matters to him.
Donovan, on your really good teams in Philly, the best, you know, few teams that you guys had, how healthy were those teams, and how key is it to avoiding, you know, like the season-ending injuries to more than a guy or two?
You talking about for us?
Yeah, well, just like in your past experience when you were on your good teams in Philly, were those teams always the teams that stayed the healthiest?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. You know, I think it's important that you know, you have healthy guys, and you also have guys that can fill in if a guy's banged up. I think those are very important. That was one that we, you know, paid attention to in the success we had in Philadelphia. Coaches take care of their players, you know, where you're taking the pads off and having mental practices. You know, you have up-tempo practices. You know, you have practices where guys are competing, but you kind of mix it up. You know, you just don't have guys just banging every day because, you know, you put wear and tear on your body and, you know, it's a long season.
On those teams, those good Philly teams, was there ever, you know, one injury, one guy you lost that you thought, like, really prevented you from going all the way?
You know, that's kind of hard to say. I mean, we've had some players that went down and other guys that stepped in, you know, and then later, like in the playoffs or, you know, whatever it may be, with certain things that you may have done during the regular season, would have been so effective during the playoffs if you had the guy that was running it. But, I mean, that's still kind of one that I think is kind of an excuse, so to speak. But, again, you want all your guys healthy and, you know, when you hit everything full throttle.